If something's on your mind, making you mad, tips to stay kind, take time to breathe, put your head at ease, and let's talk about it.
Welcome one and all to a new episode of Talk About a Podcast. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The amount of animation that was in the Fresh Film Festival this year was unbelievable and the talent would blow your socks off. So what could I do? I had to do a second episode just about animation itself. So here I'll be chatting to Chloe and Bia, who won the RTE Factual Award this year, and Liam, who won second place at the Aardman Award for animation with his incredibly touching short film. We'll get into that now in just a moment's time, but first I want to introduce the Young Musician of the Week. As always, I am delighted to announce that this week's talented young musician is Stacey Dinnan with her original song, Over It. If you like what you hear on this episode, then you should definitely give her a follow on Instagram, at Stacey Dinnan Music. Her Instagram can also be found on my own Instagram page, at _ talk about a podcast, where I have posted the announcement of her feature on my episode. Stacey reveals in an interview with the magazine When the Horn Blows that the song is about being over the hurt of a breakup, but not the person while trying to move on. It is such a heartbreakingly beautiful song, and I hope you agree that Stacey's voice is just super. So without further ado, I won't leave you hanging. This is Over It by Stacey Dinnan. I'm absolutely delighted to be joined today by Chloe and Bea, the two female directors and animators behind the RTE Factual Award, The Science of Colourvision. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing great.
That's great to hear. So Chloe, I'm going to start with you and ask you a bit about what the film is about itself for people who haven't watched it.
Our film explains how we perceive colour and how it differs from other animals in the animal kingdom and how that affects their lives.
Okay, and how did you come up with this idea?
I have a bunch of just like special interests just regarding random scientific topics, and like we were in class one day and we had to make a video for a different competition, and I was like, oh my god, I came prepared, I have so many ideas, let's do this.
That sounds amazing. And Bea, yourself, how did you get interested in making this short film?
Oh, well, like Chloe said, she had many ideas and he was so excited to like show the ideas. So when they when they gave the idea about, you know, the color vision thing, I was like, oh my God, that sounds so exciting. And I was like, we should totally do that. And we both agreed on it and we just began making the video and it was so much fun.
It looked like great fun to make. I was blown away myself. I was at Fresh this year with my younger brother and my mum, and the three of us were watching the films. And afterwards, I went up to him and I said, what was one of your favorite short films? And he said, the one about all the animals and the color vision, because he's a massive science head. Yeah, he loves science and all that kind of stuff. So to him, it was really, really interesting to kind of have it in a visual, as a visual story instead of just reading it in books. It was very powerful.
Oh, that's adorable.
So cute.
he loved it, he really, really did. So guys, tell me about, you know, why you wanted to make this as an animation, how this idea came about to make it as an animation, because I've said it before and I've said it again, there were so many different styles of animation at Fresh this year. So how did your idea come about?
The reason why we thought of sprites, you know, like how, like you saw all the animals and like all of the sprites and you saw Chloe drawn as a sprite. Mm-hmm. We chose this because not only would this be an easy method to like animate and like switch out poses, but it'll save us a lot of time. We have like all the creativity. It may not have as much movement as you think of like a regular animation, but it gets the job done. And there's like, it's really easy to like move things around and get our point across, because, you know, the science of color vision. And it was also really fun to edit too. My favorite part was having Chloe Sprite being chased by a dolphin. That was so fun. it was my favorite.
And if people are wondering what we're on about, you can go and watch it. I've put the link to the short film in the description box below. But Chloe, yourself, what was your experience like making this short film and being chased by a dolphin?
I was more just excited to share stuff that I'm passionate about, and it's like, oh my God, finally an opportunity, and just kind of going wild with it. And then I got to do loads of drawing as well, which I love. It's like one of my favorite things to do. So it was all around just a lot of fun, just having fun with Bea as well. So we're basically like twins, are really similar. So
yeah,
that's so wonderful to hear. And tell me how your interest in animation came about. Was it always something you were both kind of interested in pursuing or interested in trying?
I think Bea's kind of just been interested in it for a while, and then it's more recent development for me.
Okay, interesting. And Bea, yourself, how did you get interested in animation then?
Oh, I guess I was into it when I was really young. So do you know like Nintendo, like the DSi, like that's like, yep, a really old console. There was like an animation like program on it called like Flipnote, and that's when it really began. And then I kept using it, and you know, I progressed and I had like a huge love for animation, and it still carries to this day.
That's amazing. And look at where it got you. I mean, it's fantastic. But I just want to ask you first, before I ask you about the Fresh Film Festival, you know, science and the film industry is very much a male dominated industry. Now, in saying that, I do want to say that there are so many women in both science and film industries at the moment, and it's 100% improving. I'm not saying it isn't, but it still is predominantly male dominated, let's just say. So for you both to be very passionate about film and science, it's a really interesting mix.
Yeah, it is a really interesting mix.
What's your experience kind of mixing the two?
It's just two interests combined, and that's great for us.
Yeah, that's all we can really say about it.
I think it's really interesting, though. I really, really do, to mix the two together. So tell me then, was it your first time at the Fresh Film Festival for both of ye? How did ye hear about it and get involved?
We have a program at our school where it's introduced to all the art classes, and then all the teachers are like, you know, we have this thing called Fresh Film Festival and you should totally enter it because it's really cool. And then it's kind of just like push forward, like, you should totally do this thing. And then sometimes we do it as like an exercise as well. And that's kind of where we learned about it. But then this year, because we enter films at our school every year, and our art teacher, Miss O'Brien, told us, you know, this film is really good, you should put this forward as well. And we were like, yeah, let's do that. And then it went that far and we're like, whoa.
Yeah, I see. Listen, you won the Orty Factual Award. That is incredible. Bea, what was it like going up and accepting that award and just being on RTE and getting that kind of recognition?
To be completely honest, I was really surprised because I was really surprised we made it to the finals, and I was even more surprised we managed to win something. I guess I was in shock, I suppose, and I think my twin was in shock as well. We were like, oh my god, we won something, people know about cones now.
It was amazing. I mean, seeing you both going up on stage, I've put the link to the RTE awards in the description box as well, so you can actually go and watch Chloe and Bea's reactions when they both go up and receive the award. It's brilliant. But what was it like spending the day at Fresh and being in that kind of atmosphere?
It was really a wild day. Since we live in Dublin and the whole thing was in Limerick, we got up at like 7 to go drive to Limerick and then go attend like the screening, and then we watched the awards ceremony, and then we had to race back home because we were putting on our show because we have musical and TY. So it was all like a wild day, but Fresh Film was really fun.
I say you had some day. That sounds like an adventure right there. But Bea, tell me, what was it like watching the other films that were filmed throughout the day? Because I've kind of explained it before, but I'm going to say it again. The day was kind of split into three parts, let's say. The first part of the day was the first half of the film shown. We had a bit of a break. Second part of the day was the second half of the film show. And then we kind of had a period for lunch and to catch up and socialize and network and that kind of stuff, and to give RTE a chance to get set up. And the last part of the day was the award ceremony and congratulations. That kind of, it gives people a little bit of a better idea what the day was about. So what was it like sitting down in the cinema and just watching people's films for a good, I think we were there for about, what, 4 hours maybe?
Well, yeah, it was quite the experience. It was so cool seeing like so many other passionate filmmakers putting forward their films, and it made it all to the finals. So they're all really high quality and they're all amazing in their own ways. Like there's stop motion, there's like live acting, there's animation, CGI, and it's so cool. And it's really awesome to sit like in a room filled with people who have like similar interests, and like it's just really amazing, and you feel like you belong. And that's what I think, in my opinion.
No, I second you on that. I think that's it. It was an incredible experience, incredible atmosphere for everyone that's there. And even weeks later, people are still texting me and saying, what an experience it was. I think it's all kind of still sinking in for a lot of people there. Do you both have any favorite films that were screened, or anything in particular that stood out to you?
Ooh. There were quite a few. We did like Teenager Type Beat a lot. We thought that was pretty funny and really good.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny. Yeah. Oh, I also really liked Faces. Faces had like, yeah, really good. It was so good.
I mean, the talent was unbelievable, girls. It really, really was. And it's great to hear you so, you know, enthusiastic and excited about all the other films that were there as well. So tell me about the film now, back to your film yourselves, The Signs of Color Vision. Where does it go from here? What are you doing with the next? Have you won any other competitions with it?
We did win Real Life Science 2021 at secondary school level with that video, because that's what we originally made it for. And then we just later went on to Fresh Film and entered that same video in a different competition. So
that is amazing, girls. And what was that experience like?
It was just a school assignment, and then it just kind of like went in an upward spiral into a bunch of different things. Like we got to stay out of one of the classes, and we were down in one of the teachers' offices like watching it on the Zoom call, and we're like, oh my god, we won.
I screamed.
Yeah, you did.
That's amazing, girls. Oh, unfortunately we are running out of time. It was a pleasure to chat to both of you. You're both brilliant people, so thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to ask you the final two questions that I ask all my interviewees. Chloe, I'm going to ask you, what is a quote you live by and why?
Live every day like it's your last. I mean, I have so much time. I have my whole life ahead of me. There's so much stuff that I want to be doing, but I still have a finite amount of time on this earth, and I should make the most of it. And like, I want to go out there and I want to go do things before I run out of time.
I love that one. I think it's a great one. What a lot more people should remember, I think. So thank you for sharing that, Chloe. And yourself, Bea, what is What is a quote you live by and why?
Oh, a quote I live by? I don't know if I remember it properly, but it's a quote that my mom and dad always say before I have a performance. It's sing at like it's your last performance. Now, it sounds a little weird, but it just really motivates me, whether I am singing or doing anything, like work until it's like it's your last day working. So to put all of your effort into something, and I really go by it because it helps me work a lot harder. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Those are two fantastic quotes, guys. Thank you so much for sharing them. And Chloe, back to you. What is one thing you wish people would take away from our conversation here today?
It's never too early or too late to try anything. I mean, I feel like a lot of people are constantly like, I want to go do this, but I'll wait until I'm older. And then they get older and they're like, oh, it's too late to do this thing. Like, just go out there and go do the thing. Go do stuff. Like, right now. Like, don't waste time.
I love that. I really, really love that. And Thea, yourself, what is one thing you want people to take away from our conversation here today?
Oh, I guess the same as what Chloe said. It is never too late to do anything. Because, like, I've seen, like, people talk to me and chat to me about, like, how they wanted to do this certain thing or this certain event when they were younger, but they wanted to wait until they're older, but then they ended up missing their chance. So it feels really awesome for both me, Chloe and I to start pursuing our stuff early, because it's been an experience, and now it's going to help us with our future jobs, because we have something to put on our what was it called, like a CV or like a portfolio. Yeah, and it just helps us in the long run, and it helps us want to achieve what we want to do, you know?
Exactly. Lads, I love your energy. I love everything that you said, be it from the beginning to the end. You're such fantastic people, and I honestly wish you all the best. I can't wait to see everything you continue to accomplish in the years to come. So thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Thanks for the opportunity. It was great. Lots of fun.
Yes, thank you. It was really nice chatting with you.
Of course, anytime. Thank you. I'm delighted to be joined here today by Liam, the animator behind How to Construct an Albatross. And Liam won second place at the Artman Animation Award this year at Fresh. A huge congratulations to yourself, Liam. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Liam, I suppose I want to start by asking you about the animation itself. It was very, very different from the rest of the animations that were shown afresh this year. You know, it's been apparent that there is a wide range of animation this year. But tell me a bit about your film and how you were inspired to make it.
Well, so it's sort of stop motion animation, which basically you make these small models and you kind of move them one picture at a time. And then those pictures are kind of played back really fast. It's a bit like the Disney animation. Instead of drawing, you're kind of using just pictures of objects and things like that. And well, this year there was just so many amazing animations, and I was just amazed just with the quality there. And so for the inspiration for this film, it was based on a poem by Louise Grieg. So it had the same name, and I kind of find it hard to come up with ideas, but basically in one English class we kind of read this poem, How to Construct an Albatross, and I just found it very moving, and I just thought it'd be lovely to make that into a film.
Yeah, it's certainly different. And look, it's definitely one way to come up with a film. This is something I've been asking filmmakers, I think, throughout all my interviews, is how you come up with ideas for, you know, for script writing, for creating a short film, because it's no small task. Like, you really have to think it through. So I have to say, it was really, really clever to read a poem and kind of model your animation around it that way.
Oh yeah, no, it was great, because you know, it's always hard to come up with ideas, and I just found poetry, you know, that they can say so much with so little words, and I just picture the whole thing in my head. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Were you a fan of poetry before this, Liam, or was it just a class assignment?
Well, I wouldn't really casually read it, but I found whenever we do it in class, I kind of enjoyed it. But I do love reading and, of course, love watching movies as well.
Listen, it's fantastic. I think there's so many different ways to kind of get into film, and poetry is one of them. You can really be inspired by anything. It's incredible. There's one filmmaker in particular, I cannot remember their name at this current moment in time. I probably will later on. But he is always inspired by, he always sits on a train or on a bus and he listens to conversations around him. And he's always inspired in that kind of way of the conversations and the people around him, which I find very, very interesting. So, yeah, I think you can really be inspired by anything. And Liam, you show that, which is absolutely fantastic. But tell me why you wanted to make this film an animation style. Were you interested in animation before this short film?
Oh, yeah. And like just this year, we were lucky enough to have Aardman involved with Fresh Film. And like I'm a big fan of stop motion, of course. I think my first experience of animation, well, of course, was the Disney movies. And I really loved them when I was growing up. And but stop motion, the first time I saw it was like basically it was an old kind of horror movie. There's like a giant turtle kind of battling a caveman. And when I was a bit older, I looked at that film again and I realized it was turtle was used in stop motion animation. And it was animated, I think, by Ray Harryhausen. And he's done all these amazing monster movies. And I just got hooked basically. And I watched all his films and I was just amazed at the amount of effort that goes into the art. And so I kind of got into animation that way, I suppose.
Yeah, I think I don't know much about animation myself. And I was saying this to Dylan, the director of Faces. I was like, look, I went into Fresh completely unaware of how much time and effort went into animation. Look, I always appreciated it. I always thought animators were incredibly talented people, and indeed they are. But I never truly, I think, understood the amount of different styles of animation, of how long it took to draw and everything in between. It's just, yeah, it's amazing.
Which is indeed, and just the film How I Wander, the one that won, I was just blown away. Like my film's only like 2 minutes because it takes so long to make animation, and I'm just amazed that people can make like 15-minute films, and let alone the feature films that are like an hour. It's just, it's amazing the amount of work that goes into them. And see, with drawn animation, like that's something I haven't done myself, but you have to like redraw every frame of the film. And like with stop motion, you kind of only have to make it once, and you can just, it's a bit like live action, except, you know, you're just taking pictures instead.
It's just incredible, isn't it? How long did it take now to make your film, Liam, speaking of the time and effort that goes into it?
Well, it took 2 months. I was lucky enough to I was really lucky to do it as part of an art project. So I was able to just work away at that in class, kind of make all the puppets and things. And I did an amazing art teacher as well. She was just very supportive, and I know it was brilliant.
And did you do animation before this? Did you do any other animation short films, or was this your first?
This is actually my second sort of finished animation. I would have done a lot of messing around with Lego. There's these things called brick films. They're on YouTube, where they just animate little Lego characters. I was lucky enough to make a film last year for Fresh Film. It was kind of about an ostrich in a city. He's kind of like trying to escape urbanization and things like that. It was a bit far out, but it was really fun to make. But I've kind of started animation, I'd say, when I was around 13, I think. But I was always drawing and stuff before that. But it kind of started off with Lego and things like that.
That's amazing, Liam. And look how far you've come since then. And tell me about Fresh, how you came across the festival and got involved.
I was amazed. Like I heard about it from my cousin. She knew I was into film, and she just she let me know about it last year during lockdown. And I already made a film for another art project, so I just submitted that, And I was so lucky to get to the finals, and I was just amazed that there were other people into this, you know, because where I am from, there's people who are into art and stuff, but, you know, there's not a lot of film going on down here. So just amazing. And then, like, this year, we were all in person, and it was just amazing just to see our films on the big screen. And it was really exciting, but really busy. But then we got to go to a workshop the Saturday after the awards ceremony, and I just got to meet all the filmmakers, and it was the best day of my life. It was just amazing.
Oh, that's incredible to hear. Tell me about that workshop, because Fresh as well, listen, we've been talking so much about the festival that I feel like it's almost glossed over a little bit, which it shouldn't be. Fresh have so many workshops throughout the year, and I'll be continuously posting them on my Instagram and promoting it at @_talkaboutapodcast for people who want to go check it out. They have so many different kind of workshops for animators, for short filmmakers, for actors and actresses and everyone in between. And in this moment in time, Fresh have this workshop happening for photography and filmmaking underwater, which is absolutely insane. So yeah, what was that workshop like after the festival this year?
No, it's just amazing. Like the best thing was just being able to chat to people my own age who are into movies and everything. But we got to meet professionals, script writers, actors. We even got to hold a TV camera. I was lucky enough that I didn't drop it. But no, it was amazing. We got to have a Zoom call actually with a director. Her name was Kristen Sheridan. I can be pronouncing that right. But she directed August Rush, which is a film I really enjoyed with my family.
Wow.
And it was just amazing.
That does sound amazing. Listen, is film something you want to get into in the future? What's the plan? Any future projects?
Yeah, no, like, I'd be jealous. My friends, a lot of them know what they'd like to do. I'm always trying to figure that one out. Yeah, no, I just find film, it kind of combines everything I love about art and music. Like, I can't play any instrument, but I love listening to music and find that really makes the film. And I'd love to get into it because I feel you can really say something with film, and just there's always a great teamwork around it. And but I still have to make up my mind with that one.
I mean, it's no easy task. I know so many people that are struggling with it at the moment, and look, it takes time. These things do, all good things take time. But you touched on it there, and I'm so glad you did, that music really has such a strong impact on a film. And I was watching a film with my family last night, and, you know, I was just saying at the end of it, what a soundtrack. And I always seem to always, as a music head myself, if people don't know that by now, they only need to go listen to more episodes, because I absolutely adore music. So that's always kind of the first thing I keep an ear out for, let's say, in a feature film or a short film or whatever the case may be. And what I loved about your short film, Liam, was the music and just the dramatics of it. It really added this extra layer to the film that was just so beautiful. So tell me about that.
Yeah, no, I was just so lucky to have my sister. She's very talented with the music, and she can play the piano. And I thought it'd be amazing if I got an original piece recorded by her. So I'm lucky enough to have a garage band, which is an Apple app. And you can basically get to do a piano piece, but you can make it sound like a whole orchestra. And I thought that just sounded amazing. And I just let her, I think she actually composed the piece herself. It was just a very simple piece, but I thought it was just amazing. And like, it's lovely to get something original as well.
That is incredible.
Yeah, no, like, it was all thanks to her, and I was just blown away by what she could do.
No, 100%. Oh my goodness, I thought it was something you got online, or because the quality of it is incredible, and you can actually hear violins in it, and there's strings and everything. Yeah, it was incredible to listen to. That's it. That's incredible, talented family there, Liam.
No, I'm very lucky. And just the support I got from home is fantastic. Like my dad, he's big into movies, and I suppose I got that love from him. And my mum is an English teacher as well, so she really encouraged us to read. And yeah, no, just really lucky with my sister now. I was really thankful for that.
You could be your own. You can have your own crew at home, Liam. Never mind in a station. You have the four people there you need. That's incredible. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to see what you come up with next. And tell me, do you have any tips for animators or people who are just looking to start an animation or especially stop motion?
Yeah, well, there's just so much online. We're so lucky nowadays. You can YouTube anything. I really recommend if you have Lego or anything at home, you can download an app. I think it's Stop Motion Studio. It's for free. You can just get it on your phone. And I started off with that, and I actually just used the phone this year for my animation. And there's lots of lovely kind of tutorials online. And I found it just very easy to do. And then with regards to making a full film, really just to have a strong idea that you really like. And I also recommend storyboarding, which is like kind of making comic panels for your film. And that really just helps you kind of organize what you're planning to do. And definitely just to watch other animations as well.
That's incredible, Liam. Listen, speaking of watching other animations, can we find your animation online on YouTube? Where can we watch it?
Oh, I can send you a link if you want. I think it's on the Fresh Film website. I think.
No worries. If you want to send me that link, I'll put it in the description box below and people can go watch it after this and see all the incredible animations and short films that were at Fresh this year. You'll also find the Fresh website that will be in the description box below so people can go and check that out after this episode. Liam, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but I do want to ask you the final two questions before I let you go. The first question is, what is a quote you live by and why?
Well, I found this quote very recently and I found it a big help. It's from Oscar Wilde. It's life is too important to be taken seriously. And really just to kind of live, love and laugh at life. And so I just found that a nice quote. It really kind of takes the pressure off, I suppose.
What a beautiful quote that is. Yeah, I do. I love that one from Oscar Wilde. Fabulous. And can you tell me the last question I'm going to ask you? What is one thing you want people to take away from our conversation here today? And please tell me why.
Well, I suppose just to really, if you have support from anywhere, whether it be online or from family, just to be really grateful for it. And whatever you want to do in life, just to try and start it. And on the spot now, but and also my film is also about kind of letting go of our fears, so anything that holds you back, to just try let that go and just enjoy life. Thank you for having me here.
Oh my goodness, Liam, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me here today. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And that is all for this week's episode, the last and final part of the animation special. Thank you all so much for listening to the very, very end. It helps grow this podcast so much. You don't understand. It's always so amazing to have people stay until the very last beat is over because it really helps grow and promote this podcast. Please don't forget as well to leave a comment, rate, review, because it helps grow this podcast so much and it reaches many more people. And of course, don't forget to follow me on Instagram @_talkaboutapodcast to keep up to date with everything that's happening with the podcast at all times. And all the links and all the short films that we've mentioned in this episode today will be in the description box below, so go and check that out right now. Thank you all so much for listening and I will chat to you all very, very soon.
Thanks for listening, giving us your time to tune in. Join our